When Barbara Streisand appeared on Oprah, gushing about her profound love for James Brolin, something clicked for Arielle Fort. If the universe could find a perfect match for a demanding diva with such unique circumstances, surely her soulmate must exist too. This epiphany became the foundation for a powerful approach to finding love that blends spiritual practices with practical actions. What makes this methodology unique is that it works regardless of age, appearance, or past relationship trauma. People in their 20s find love through these principles, as do those in their 80s. The secret isn't just hoping for love to appear. It's about becoming an irresistible magnet that draws your perfect match to you. Imagine love as a radio frequency. You need to tune yourself to the right channel before you can receive the broadcast. How many potential soulmates have you missed simply because you weren't operating on the right wavelength? The journey begins not with finding someone else, but with finding yourself and clearing the static that prevents true connection. We attract experiences that align with our deepest beliefs, not our wishes or desires. When our beliefs contradict what we want, we create inner conflict that repels potential partners. Think about it. How many attractive, successful people remain single because they secretly believe, "I'm too old," "I'm too damaged," or "all the good ones are taken"? These self-imposed barriers act as invisible force fields keeping love at bay. Consider Linda's story. After her 19-year marriage ended with her husband's affair when she was 43, she could have concluded she was too old or damaged for new love. Instead, she embraced the belief that her soulmate was coming and began actively preparing. She created a visual treasure map representing her ideal relationship. Strangely, she found a cutout of the name Chris she'd somehow saved years earlier, right when she'd just had an amazing date with a man named Chris. When he called that evening, she invited him over, despite conventional dating rules. They've been happily married for 12 years. Your brain's reticular activating system can be programmed to recognize potential soulmates, just like noticing a specific car model after buying one. Treasure mapping, creating visual representations of your desired relationship, focuses your mind on finding love. Ken's story proves this. His dream board showed a brunette by a tropical waterfall, a scene he later recreated with his wife Judy in Kauai. After meditation helped him recognize his blocking doubts, choosing to live with certainty allowed him to truly see Judy, whom skepticism had made him overlook. Create your treasure map using magazines, scissors, glue, and poster board. In a quiet space, set your intention and let intuition guide your image selection. Believing in your soulmate is crucial. Trust the timing. Past relationships have shown what you want and deserve. When you believe in your worth, you'll naturally attract better partners. Like preparing soil for planting, finding love requires readying your heart, mind, and environment, even when facing inner blocks. Your physical presence matters. Looking good naturally boosts confidence and attracts others. Consider refreshing your appearance if it feels stagnant, choosing colors and styles that authentically represent you. Inner preparation is vital. Most successful relationships begin during moments of stillness when people connect to their deeper wisdom. Here's a powerful visualization. Imagine your ex's car in your driveway. Watch a tow truck remove it, revealing hidden dirt beneath. See it carried beyond the North Pole, through space until it vanishes. Place tall candles at your driveway's corners for 30 days to create an inviting space for your future partner. Consider Marcy's story. She met Sergio through a friend. Despite initial doubts about their differences, their connection was instant, fulfilling a palm reader's prediction, proving that when we're truly ready, the universe responds. Your living space carries energetic imprints that potential partners can sense. Clear the energy by smudging with sage during daylight hours, moving through your home while setting purifying intentions. Enhance your marriage and relationships corner, far right from entrance, using feng shui principles. Add pink quartz, paired animal images, red/pink candles, and healthy plants. Create a bedroom sanctuary by keeping underbed space clear, removing work items and electronics, and choosing artwork that reflects desired experiences. Set up a relationship altar in your marriage corner with love symbols, candles, and fresh flowers. When Arielle followed these feng shui principles, she met her soulmate Brian within 2 years, demonstrating how spatial adjustments can welcome new love. Living as if means maintaining the same elevated standards you'd have if your soulmate were already present. Since our nervous system responds similarly to real and imagined events, visualizing life with your future partner shapes your current actions and choices. Practice by activating your heart light, breathing love into your heart center, and broadcasting these feelings outward. Make tangible preparations. Create closet space, set an extra dinner place occasionally, or keep a "what I did while waiting for you" scrapbook. This mindset naturally extends your love to everyone, shifting from scarcity to abundance and making you more generous and present. Many of us carry emotional baggage from past relationships that blocks new love. To manifest your soulmate, you must clear this emotional clutter through healing and forgiveness, what Debbie Ford calls the hallway between the past and the future. Consider Colette's journey. After painful relationships, she took a year for celibacy and introspection. Through forgiveness work, she released resentments and recognized her patterns. At 44, she approached online dating as meditation, guided by intuition. When she saw her future husband's profile, she knew instantly. Their connection felt peaceful rather than anxiously romantic, built on mutual respect. Self-forgiveness is equally vital. Write a letter forgiving yourself and others, ending each paragraph with, "I completely forgive myself and names for these actions. I now bless us and gratefully accept this healing of my heart." Read this aloud daily for 10 days. Complete the healing by visualizing disconnection from past lovers. Sit quietly, thank them for lessons learned, express unspoken thoughts, then imagine cutting the energetic cord between you. Finding your soulmate requires balancing inspired action with divine timing. Inspired action flows from self-love and joy, not from loneliness or anxiety. Key practices include morning gratitude, turning on your heart light, smiling at strangers, and following synchronistic encounters. Ariel's story illustrates this perfectly. After receiving Amma's blessing, she met her husband Brian through a series of synchronicities and inner guidance, marrying exactly 1 year later. While manifesting love requires action, divine timing guides the process. During the waiting period, continue loving yourself and living as if you're already in a loving relationship. Trust that the universe is orchestrating your destined meeting, preparing you for extraordinary love.